Zimbabwe. A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk, Women's Roundtable. We are coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington this Thursday, March the 16th, 2023. I'm your host, Sithandekile Mhlanga. Tonight, we are discussing the ongoing mobile voter registration exercise, focusing on the participation of women. But first, government has ordered closure of Globe and Phoenix Primary School in Kwekwe after some pupils were hospitalized following the collapse of a classroom block at the school. Reports say the collapse was caused by a tunnel underneath. There have been persistent concerns about such calamity because of rampant illegal gold mining activities in the area. Police spokesman for Midlands, Inspector Emmanuel Mahoko, confirmed the development to Studio 7, and the Minister of Education says it is also investigating the issue. The area has since been cordoned off by police and army. Local Member of Parliament for the area, Miss Judith Tobaiwa, has this to say.
Chikatarisa now ye illegal mining in Kweku. In now Irkuzikana Nika Yesi, in now Irkuzikana, Mianginani Nani Shake, Arimu Narounda, Arimu Zimbabwe. Chechi Piri, Chanduda Kutara and Chekut. Tinema systems, Tinevano, Sirkutora, a Jinu Sirias. Ukatarisa 4 months ago, we were here, Tadez Gwana, headmaster with Global Phoenix Primary School, Achitora, Tutumo Shake, Achitora, Maringe, Nevano, Kuchera, Mushkor, Achitora, Maringe, Ne mining, Zirkutuka, next page core, Tinemine, you know, it's Tux Mine, Iruku Cherwa, in less than 50 meters from the school, Global Phoenix Primary School, Mine Yemurizwai, Anunzi. John Maporaz. Tunova izu, jiruku kanganza na rounda. Ukatarisa community ede Globe and Phoenix. Also ne maini achona iri less than 50 meters kuvapa community. Saka chiruku ndiru waza ndeche kuta haisi nyaya nas. Mines in a report ye this school. Emma in a report also ye jiruku itika pano pa shikoro. The last time pataka vapana hapa, Emma ya itaura kutapaka indesa report ku mines. Ye mari inge nekuda kwe chikoro chedu kutudai waro chikoro chambo misko ama operations. Nekuda kwe shangas chitika. Tine classroom, yema ECD yaka varwa 4 months ago, just because panga paitwa illegal mining pa next ne Globe and Phoenix Primary School. Ikava ya notse mura muduri we classroom ye ECD.
That was local lawmaker for the area, Judith Tobaiwa of the Citizens Coalition for Change, speaking before the area was cordoned off by police and army. Back to our topic on voter registration. In a press conference today, opposition party Citizens Coalition for Change called on the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission to extend the mobile voter registration exercise, which started on the 12th of this month and ends on the 21st next week, because of some challenges which are slowing down the process. In a statement Tuesday, ZEC acknowledged the challenges. They said these challenges are being caused by shortages of electricity and solar energy, which affects the charging of the biometric voter registration kits in some areas. However, the Election Commission says it is assuring the public that every eligible citizen will be eventually registered. Prospective voter Beauty Moyo Fulawayo explains her experiences when she recently registered to vote in an interview with Anastasia Ndlovu of Studio 7.
When you register, you feel like a register that you have to go to the house. You look at the
house.
I don't know who is it. Who takes it? 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 Who takes it?
Meanwhile, Tetla Imbayaro, leader of the Zimbabwe People's Movement, gives us her take on the importance of voting for a female leader.
First district guy, I was at home of a couple of wishes, and you told me to follow to figure my pata part. Nibuti Makatuzara, Mapoto, Mutaundi, Nikaese, Sakatukuti, Voterai, Zimbabwe People's Movement, and my man of Gazrashin, Tese, Shagazrashin, Utinikaebi, Budiri, Nibutianya Fuma, yes, not in lithium, we are weak. Nibutinika Zes and the Gavramas soda. Tikasiavana, very power, trust me. Tinita ma laborers, vashandi, vamwarukuru vamapurazi mavari kusenza, vamwa vabhadhara. Asi kuti iwe neni kana ndiwo 2023 tigadzire nyika yedu maita basa.
Lapho sizwe unkosikazi Tekla Imbayaro, umkhokheli webandla leZimbabwe People's Movement, yena othi kuqhakathekile ukuvotela owesifazana ngoba engalungisa okuhluphayo elizweni. Sizwe njalo lo beauty moyo wakobulawayo unkosazana ichasisa ngaqondane lakho ebhalisela ukuvota kunsukwana ezedluleyo. Kulabo ke abasanda ukusixhuma singakhulumi ke udaba lwethu lwalamhlanje, sizwile njalo uhlupho olwehlele abantwana ke besikolo abalimeleyo ngemva kokuba indawo ade befundela kuyo isuke yadilika. Njalo bathi uhulumende ngathi ugatsha lukahulumende olubona ngezemfundo luthi lusahlolisisa lolu daba lamapholisa athi asadingisisa ukuthi kuyini okwenzakeleyo. Yebo ke lamhla kuhlelo lwe-Live Talk Women's Round Table sihlaziya uhlelo lokubhalisela ukuvota olwe-mobile voter registration exercise olusaqhubeka elizweni. Kambe abesifazana basukumela phezulu na ukuyabhalisa? Ibandla le-Citizens Coalition for Change lithi lifuna kwengezelele amalanga kulolu hlelo ngoba kulengxaki ezithile ezigoqela ukusilela kwamandla amagetsi okubangela ukuthi imitshina yama-biometric voter registration ingasebenzi kuhle. Ukuswelakala kwamandla elanga awe-solar energy lakho kuyahlupha ngenxa yomomo womkhathi. Wicho izek yona esivumile ukuthi ngempela kulohlupho kodwa ethi izazama ukubhalisa bonke abalelungelo lokuvota. Sibonile njalo ukuthi ibandla leli MDC likhonona ngokuthi akubhaliswa kuhle lapha umdwendwe lokubhalisa lumadolonzima njengoba ke bevunywa ukuthi akulamandla amagesi ukuthi imitshina liyana isebenze kuhle. Ngakho ke baningi abakhononayo ke ngalolu hlelo ukuthi aluqhubeki kuhle. Njalo sikhangeleleke ukuthi sizuze abahlonitshwa bethu. We are looking forward to receiving our guest now. We are expecting Lillian Timvius. She's the ZANU-PF member and she's based at the Midlands. We also have we are expecting Monica Mukwata, the CCC Women's Task Force team in Mutare. And we have also Manala Motsi, a ZANU-PF member from Bulawayo, whom we hope will be joining us shortly. Yebo ke silindeleke abahlonitshwa bethu ukubana sixoxe labo lapha ke kuhlelo lwe-Live Talk Women's Round Table. Ngakho ke sikhangelele ukuthi kube yibo ke esikhuluma labo sixazulula lolu daba. Kodwa ke singakafiki ke kibo abahlonitshwa bethu sizake sithathe ikhefu kancinyane sisabadinga lapha ngoba lokhu bengakafiki. Yes, let's take a short break while we wait for our guest. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes and wishes for a better tomorrow depends on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
Yes, for those just joining us, this is Live Talk, the Women's Roundtable, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. Tonight, we are talking about the ongoing voter registration exercise, with some calling for its extension because of glitches, which is causing slow progress. We are now streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Yeboge laboge abasandu kusixhuma kuhlelo Studio Live Talk 7 Live Talk Women's Roundtable. Sihlaziya ke udaba lokubhalisela ukuvota. Sikhangela ukuthi abesifazana bona baphatheka njani kulokhu ukuvota. Sikhumbule njalo ukuthi kule ngxaki lapha esanda ukwenzakala abantwana abawelwe yingozi. Siyabona ukuthi kulabantwana ke abawelwe yingozi esikolweni balimala bahanjiswa esikolo. Sisalindele abalaleli abahlonitshwa bethu. Sabona ukuthi uhulumende uthe isikolo lesi sivalwe ukwenzela ukuthi kudingisiswe ukuthi kwenzakaleni. Njalo sibonile komela lindawo esithi kwenziwa ukuthi kulabantu abayenza okunye okungaqondanga khonapho okubangelwa lingozi. Yebo ke, kesikhangele ke ukuthi abalaleli bethu bathini kukhasi lethu the Facebook LVOA Ndebele, lapho esingathi sistreama khona live, lapho esisakaza khona ukuze sibone okwenzakalayo. Yes, sikhangelele ke abalaleli bethu abatheke labo bazasixhasa ke ukuhlelo lwethu, sixoxe labo. Okwakathesi ke siyezwa abanye abalaleli bathi ngabona lo uphendula okukhulunywe ngonkosazana Imbayarwa othi yena hayi kulungile ukuthi abesifazana labo bephiwe ithuba lokuba bevotelwe ngoba yibo abangenza ngcono. Kodwa ke hayi singakayi ke kwamanye ukuthi bathini abalaleli, asizweni ukuthi umlaleli wethu uzenzo Dlamini yena uthini. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo mlaleli wethu.
Yebo, salibonani hlobo. Mina bengifuna ukwazi ukuthi kati kwelakithi eleZimbabwe sihlala sivota, impumela yamavoti ayicaci. Uzezwa kuthiwa khona kule nhlupheko yama voters roll. Ngiyazibuza ukuthi kati yena umnangagwa upresident wethu ma iveki isenza indaba ezikanje kungaphansi kwakhe, ucabanga njani engumkhokheli?
Mhm. Ye, kodwa siyabona phela. Ya, nthemba umlaleli usecimile ke ucingo. There we had a caller, Zenzo Dlamini, but our lines are bad and he was cut off. He's saying that why is that there is always voting in Zimbabwe, but nothing ever changes? Well, that's a question which we would like to pose to some of our guests there. But what most political parties always say is that people should register to vote en masse so that if ever there are any allegations of rigging or anything like that, they might overcome them by the numbers, and that will not be possible. So it's his own opinion. Some may not believe that there is no change because their candidate would have won. Yebo ke lapho ke siyamuzwa ke umlaleli wethu uZenzo Dlamini uthi yena kanti kungani ukuthi eZimbabwe abantu bachona bevota kodwa akubi lo tshintsho. Kodwa mnumzana Dlamini utsho ukuthi utsho ngani ukuthi akulalutho oluguqukayo?
yebo ngiyakuzwa mama ngisami into ekhona eZimbabwe ngiqale mina ukuvota ngomnyaka ka-2013 nomongameli webandla elisayele bazovota kanjalo ngomnyaka owalandelayo bazovota ngo-2009 njalo Machi bazovotwa kanjalo sekungene uChamisa uPresident. Mina into engizibuza ngayo yikuthi kanti okwenzalela ibandlela ezizayo i-P F lingavumi ukubana abantu kabasabisini kubangelwa yini ukuthi lingavumi ukuthi liyehluleka ukubusa ilizwe lakho njengabantu esithiakathatha uzisise-1980 niyathina niyashweli ukuthi bona kabakuboni na ukuthi sebehlulekile ngoba nje mina ngisikhulela zengaba ngaka angaze ngibone ibandla lezayo i-P F elikwenzayo elizweni lakho. Njengamanje siyintsha emazweni sivalekile ekhaya, ma sivaleke emakhaya ababoni ukuthi kulesipho na esibhekane lalo singabantwana
bakhulu. Ye, kodwa nxa ngezinye indlela utsho ukuthi nxa kunganqobanga umuntu ade umfuna kutsho ukuthi kulo kukhona okutshaya amanzi. Abanye phela bathabile ukuthi kunqobe yena lowo abamvotele.
Hayi okwamanje asingeke sitsho ukubana usenqobile ngoba naloba singamvotela kunqoba kale into ekhona ukuthi ibandlela ezalitesibela lingayalela esihlalini ngendlela esijwayele ngakhona ngoba ungamkhalelisisa ma kusiyafika lezo shilo zokwala kuyavota kuqale ukwethuselwa kwabantu bayathalwa bayabothwa abamabandla asisa kanti khona sibuyaphi ukubana umuntu ma ekhankasa ekhampela bese kuthiwa uyabotha akuvumelekanga na emthethweni waseZimbabwe ukubana umuntu ekhampele ngendlela oyabe efisa ngayo okumele ekhululeke emndleni ezoba bahlelezile.
Yebo-ke ngakho ubona ingane kungenziwani sikhuluma lawe khonapho lapho khona ungathi kuyini leZimbabwe singathi ngesingisi elingakukopa likwenze okungenza kube ngcono-ke ukuthi impumela yokhetho ikholwe ngabaningi.
Kuve ngake ibandla le-ZANU-PF liyavuma ngabe lathi esavalekayo elizweni laseZimbabwe sibalekela uThixo ngabe lapho sikhona bayasivumela ukubana lathi sivote lapho sikhona ngoba njengamanje siyayesisesaba ukuthi singaye ekhaya bayakwayisa ukuthi besibambe ngamandla kuthe khona ukuthi yani ngihambe ngichaya abantu kunzima kangakanani ukubana uhlukumeza abazali kodwa ubone ukuthi isimo sinjani elizweni laseZimbabwe.
Yebo-ke kodwa ungathi wena khathesi sesikhangela ukhetho lolo luzayo singathi ubona kusenzakalani, singathi umkhankaso yonke iqhubeke kuhle njalo abantu babona bevota kuhle kungelangxaki kumbe ungathi hhayi kukhona vele sokuhle kwahle kwaluphambanisa ukhetho lungaqalisi?
Okungani kuke kwanethusa mina ngingedwa ngingezwa kuthiwa izikhokheli bandla le-TPC eliyilo esikhangelele ukuthi belinganqoba kulolu khetho. Into engani yasethusa ukuthi iziphathamandla zabo zibe zahlukunyezwa zabotshwa bethi zibangela udlakela endlini yaseZimbabwe. Ngizibuza umbuzo wokuthi kathi lolu dlakela eziluba ngayo lubuhlungu okungakanani kulabo laba bantu abaqale udlakela ngomnyaka ka-1980 athatha lelo lizwe isithi sesilibeka kwabayishundu abulala abantu elizweni bebe sebethi laba bantu abangabulalanga muntu kuthe kwabondlakela ngizibuze umbuzo ukuthi yidlakela ba ngiyasebe likhuthaze lelizweni.
Yabo-ke siyayibonga-ke imbono yakho Mnumzana Zenzo Dlamini, siyabonga ukusixhasa kuhlelo. That was the caller Zenzo Dlamini saying despite voting for many years, there's never been a change in Zimbabwe according to his own views. Now we are joined by one of our guests, Manala Motsi. She's a ZANU-PF member in Bulawayo. We welcome you to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, Mrs. Motsi, what can you say about the ongoing voter registration exercise there in Bulawayo? Would you say it's ongoing very well and you can see the female voters coming to register?
Yes, currently I would say the process is going on very well and quite a number of youthful female voters are joining in. They want to participate in the oncoming elections.
Yes, and is it satisfactory? What makes you say they are coming in large numbers? Would you say the numbers are more than they were last time, the last elections? And would you say there is adequate voter registration information for people to know where they are supposed to go and what they are supposed to do?
Yes, I would say that because you would find that a lot of people have now seen the light. When I say seen the light, there's a lot of development that is going on in the country, and a lot of people want to participate. They also want their voices to be heard. So they are going to register in their numbers. We also have those that didn't have proper paperwork in terms of birth certificates, birth records, and all those things have since been relaxed. The conditions where you get those documents have since been relaxed, and it's enabling people to then what? To then get the proper paperwork for them to go and register as voters so that their voices will be heard as well.
Yes, and when you look at the queues or the lines at the voter registration centers, what can you say about them? Do you see more women than men, or the numbers are equal?
Come again?
Yes, when you look at the people who are coming to register to vote in those registration centers, what can you say about gender there? Do you see more men than women, or vice versa?
Interestingly, you find that there are more women than men. And even the staff that is working there, you find there's also more women than men. So I don't have the statistics offhand, but just by seeing the trends, you actually find that we have more women coming to register than we have men.
Yes, and Zach has said that there are some challenges there with the BVR kits. Have you seen any problems, or you, people are just registering smoothly there in Bulawayo?
Not that I know of.
Okay. Yes.
As far as I'm concerned and with my observations, I've just seen the process going on smoothly. Yes. I've not noticed any problems.
Okay. If you can also explain the same topic we're talking about in Shona, what exactly is going on there in Bulawayo? How are people registering, and what's the gender balance?
Okay, in Shona, I would say vanhu vari kuregister vakawanda kunoku. Panosanganisira vari zhinji vakawanda vacho madzimai nevasikana vechibiki. Zvakawanda zvacho zvakonzereswa ne government kurelaxa kwayaita mamwe maconditions angakasunga ekuti vanhu vasakwanise kuwana madocuments anovabatsira kuti vainde vachinoregesa and navo kuti vazikanwe kuti varimo munyika. Kana ndichidaro ndiri kureva kuti pane vanhu vanenge vari munyika nditi, but because havana mapepa madocuments akakwana havaverengi sevanhu, asi nekuda vakwanisa kurelaxa maconditions kuti vanhu vese vanokwanisa kuenda kunopiwa paperwork iyi vapiwe, then vokwanisa kunonyoresawo kuzeki kuitawo kuti mazwi awanzika akwanise kurecognizwa through voting.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you can please do stay on the line there. Don't leave. We have some callers, some viewers and listeners who have written comments on our Facebook page. And they are commenting on the female politicians who want to also participate in the election. And we have Mzingani Gwebu saying, "Bathunyiwe iZANU-PF labo abantu abakhangele okukodwa singabisi lohlupho ezweni lethu." And Nothando, as I saying, you can say that again. Ezim soko kubeka sihlupheka shuwa lo hluphayo lo ncintisayo ngo-2018 abayi 22 political parties bebele bayengezelela from 24 bafuna beze beye ku-30 abakho serious shuwa izanu izaqhubeka ibusa. Nkomazana Fuyane Nondo is saying, I think a woman, she can rule better than amadoda. Change is needed in Zimbabwe. Maybe kungaba lokuthula. And Qinisekile Hlongane is saying, bengabusa abesifazana kanti bengahlulwa yini ngoba yibo abaletha lawo amadoda emhlabeni, yibo futhi abalolwazi olungcono ngokuphathwa komuntu from experience. Abanye bathi ilizwe lingalibusa kodwa hayi okwamanje ngokufisa kwabo into okumele ngabe bayenza khathesi yikumanyana babumbe ibandla elilodwa. Yes, Mrs. Moti, we have some comments from our listeners. They are saying that, some are saying that a woman can rule better and bring change. And some are saying that people should combine all these splinter political parties and form one political party to remove ZANU-PF. What is your take on these two sentiments on women and combining to vote against ZANU-PF?
Okay, I think on that one, my take would be it is not a bad thing that a woman would rule or take charge of a country and make sure that it goes further, because whatever that is done by men, women can do it, and I normally say they'll do it better, you know. And also on the issue of one-party states, I think the conditions that we live under, I still feel that a one-party state, was this issue of having so many parties, it's good in terms of democracy, but it doesn't really build an economy, because you find that we've got some that are just there as capitalists. You know, they're being sponsored because they need that chaos to be there. And when that chaos is there, some are thriving. And at the same time, we've got those at the lower end who are suffering. So at times, we have a one-party state. It makes a lot of sense. And it also builds an economy, because they've got one government, they've got the same policies, and they're moving in the same direction. So I actually support the issue of the one-party state.
Yes, but we heard one of our callers, Zenzo Dlamini, saying that it's time to vote ZANU-PF out. Would you say the ruling party is delivering its promises to the people? Because people are saying the economy is in shatters and the political situation is not good enough.
Well, it's his opinion. You know, really, you cannot say, a person cannot say whatever he thinks. He's entitled to his opinion. As far as I'm concerned, looking at the ZANU-PF as a party, as a political party, even the changes that have come into the country, the development that is there currently, we do appreciate that they say ZANU-PF has been in power since independence. But as a citizen of Zimbabwe, there is peace in Zimbabwe. There is no war, and everyone is free to move from one point to the other. There is food. You know, everything is peaceful in Zimbabwe. People want to come and stay in Zimbabwe. So if you go to other countries, you actually find that there is that peace is not there. So for us as Zimbabweans, I'll speak for myself as a Zimbabwean, and looking at ZANU-PF, which is one of the reasons why I myself am founding ZANU-PF, it's mainly because you find that the policies that ZANU-PF has put, of course, you might not have a perfect thing, but at the end of the day, we are saying, why are they putting, what do they want to achieve? Right now, we've got developments that is going on in the country. We've got infrastructure, our roads, we've got...
Yes, thank you so much. Unfortunately, time is not our side. Mrs. Manala Motsi, ZANU-PF member in Bulawayo. We have come to the end of our show. We'd like to say thank you to our guest and our caller and listeners and all those who sent their comments. Let's meet again tomorrow at 8 o'clock p.m. Enjoy the rest of your evening. I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga here in Washington.